WHM. Monitoring. 4CPA mobile.
TR, short time. Good afternoon, Dave.
So you're a short timer, huh?
Getting short. I'm watching the traffic here. Just got home from going and getting some non-ethanol gas, and I just unloading it and driving around the house down the other driveway and parking the truck today.
Some mixed gallon for my two cycle engines, and then I had my other 5 gallon gas can, you know, for the mower, and so I filled it up. I think I put about 4.5 gallons in it. So anyway, that's all I burn in my mowers and lawn equipment because of the I don't want to put that ethanol in there.
I don't put that stuff that makes it last through the winter in there in the summer because I use it too quick. But normally I put that. I can't think of the name of it now, but it's a gas additive in it, and it works because that stuff is only good for 90 days or something like that. Well, I got 8 gallons, and it was $3.239 a gallon, so that's dollars just for lawnmower gas.
Okay, it's 4VWA.
4VWA acknowledged. Yeah, I got mine for, I think it was like $2.99, but that was at the 7-Eleven. And go ahead, Steve, KP4CPA.
Bill, that's fuel stabilizer additive, state bill. And Dave, are you coming up tomorrow to fly?
I'm going to run in the house, guys. I'm sitting here idling. This is N0TR73.
Hey, Bill, Tom.
73's there. You take care.
Turn him off. I just needed to know whether you're still going to try to come up tomorrow.
Come off. He said when he came on, he said he was a short timer. So, anyway, I knew it was going to be a short conversation. So what are you up to?
I just pulled back into the house, and I have been down to Lowe's and to lunch, had lunch with W4NGU and Rick Davis and one of his friends down at Josie's, and I've been to Lowe's and spent a bunch of money, and now I'm back here at the house. Doesn't that sound like just a ton of fun? Want to get things started on this room down here.
Building down there, and your building, you're gonna do an add-on?
Popped out one back wall, and I extended the room by another 14 feet. So that area is going to be a little over 13 by 25. portion of it is going to be for my train room.
Oh, so you're into trains too, huh?
As a matter of fact, my wife is getting involved with it. We're going to paint the walls and the ceiling sky blue, and she's going to put in a few clouds, and then on the back walls of the train layout, she's going to paint me in some mountains.
Isn't that special? Yeah, I've got a friend in Traverse Rest. He's got a huge living room, and he built shelving all the way around the perimeter of the room and put train track on it. He's got a train going. I guess he runs it all the time. I don't know. But every time I go up there, it's been running. And he loves those trains.
I've got a Crescent Southern, a Crescent Limited that's the first one that ran between New Orleans and New York City in 1922. Got a reproduction of it, the Lionel, and I'm going to have just a plain black freighter in steam. That's going to be the coal train.
For CPA. Well, good for you. I tell you, I got enough hobbies. This RC airplane hobby is going to keep me busy for a while because I'm still in the learning stages here. I don't even know exactly what I've got, so nor how to use it. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, maybe we'll do a little bit of teaching tomorrow, Rio.
The DX6 up for you to look at. Have you seen one?
DX6E?
E2. I guess it's a second generation.
Well, then that's good. That's good. That's a good radio. Now, have you got your receiver for it?
And I have to find it. And there's one in the trainer playing. So I can use it, and it's really interesting turning that thing on and watch that screen light up. It's really cool. I can't wait to really get into that.
Went forward to putting you on the trainer tomorrow. So, you get on up here as quick as you can, and I'll try to have you fixed up and set up, bud.
Well, I'll play tennis at 10:30. I'll be through at 12. And, I'll leave from there to come to your place, so, and I use the GPS, because until I get to 357, and then I know where I'm at, but it takes me a different way, and I say a different way, it takes me, the shortest distance from the, sports club, and so I don't know how to get there from the sports club, and so I've got to rely on the GPS.
That's fine. When I told you who I ran across the other day, didn't I? Do you remember a boy named Craig Lyon? How do you remember him?
Remember him from high school. I guess it was either junior high or high school. I think it was high school.
Well, he called me. See, my family moved into the neighborhood over there where we lived on the other side of Wellington Green for you in 65, early 65. And his family moved in there up the street and around the corner on Kenilworth in 65. And he and I were friends up until about the time he left to go overseas doing construction for Daniel, which would have been about 1976 or 7 or 8. And we were good friends all that time. And I lost track of him when he kept bouncing around from Kentucky, from country to country. And anyhow, he called me up last Thursday, and I'm going to go by and pick him up, and he's going to be at the lunch with Steve Tyner and me on Tuesday, and I hope you're going to be there.
Certainly hope so. Well, that'd be great. Yeah, we moved to Wellington Green in 60, the summer of 67, and but anyway, that's when we got there. My parents bought a house from Mrs. Corn, and her husband had died, and evidently she couldn't make the payments on the house, and my parents told me that she cried when she signed the house over to them, but the house payment was something ridiculous, like $67 or something. It was crazy cheap, especially in today's market.
As a rule of thumb, you can add one zero onto money from that time. So $67 a month, you're probably looking at $670 a month now.
I would think it'd be more than that. I've been thinking it'd be more, well over $1,000. But anyway, it was a nice house, corner lot, and ranch style, and had about an acre property that was included while the house was sitting on the, I guess they'd have to cut all that grass. Had about 3/4 of an acre of grass to cut.
I remember the house well. I mean, you were just right there around the corner from Phil. And, yeah, I remember that area in those days very fondly.
Yep, that was a long time ago, I'll tell you what. But I still remember it like it was yesterday.
My God. You want to hear a headline?
Didn't get that.
You want to hear a hilarious headline?
Yep.
Yes, that Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden will teach a class at Tulane University on fake news.
Okay. Well, I guess I won't be attending that.
The pot calling the kettle black. Damn.
Okay, well, I have arrived. And, I'm gonna park my pony here and go inside and warm up a little bit. I play at 4:30, so I got about 20 minutes to warm up this knee and get it ready to play. So you take care, and I will talk with you later. And I'll clear out of here after your final K in 4VWA, KV4CBA.
Hi, Joe. I will see you tomorrow. Be prepared to fly. 73, K in 4VWA. I'm clear.
K2RCL Mobile.
I'm ready for it to be winter again.
It'll be a hot summer. This is just a preview.
I gotta get these projects outside done so I can sit inside in the air conditioning.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's gonna be interesting. Matter of fact, I'm supposed to have two packages that have been delivered. And then I got one more coming tomorrow. I'm not sure which one is which, but I will call you and let you know if that wire makes it in. And were you out there running concrete this morning?
I'm doing the that reclaimed metal and cutting it and cutting out all the holes for the recessed lighting and putting it up inside the building.
Okay. I went out this morning and I saw him down there running concrete.
I think that's at that building that's down past us, coming from Holly Springs, headed your way. Well, on the left there, and then you go just a little piece more, and then on the left, there's a building, another building there.
Uh-huh, okay. Hey. Well, sounds like fun to me. Listen, bud, I'm going to jump out of here. I got to unload a bunch of stuff. I've got corner bead, I've got paint, and I've got light fixtures and outlet boxes and... Sheesh! Hey, you know what the guy at Lowe's told me? That the mortgage companies are trying to stop all new construction for the time being for 30 days so the supply chain can catch up.
That's hilarious. I don't think it's necessarily new construction. I think it's a lot of remodels, a lot of add-ons, and people having to stay home, they doing upgrades to their house, and that's where a lot of materials are going.
I resemble that remark.
Yeah, I know, but I can still say it.
Yep, yep. All right. Well, listen, like I said, I gotta unload this junk, and I am gonna bail out on you. Hey, go cool off somewhere. You're chill out, baby. 73 is K4VWA. Clear.
Steve, I'm in an air-conditioned car now, so little Gatorade, a little water, and I'm good to go. 73 to you. Have a good afternoon. Go swing some sheetrock mud. Backs up Wade Hampton. I'm about 1 minute from the house, so I'm avoiding it all. 1 minute from the house. Yeah, it's been a hot day inside and playing on metal, so I'm calling it an early day today. Normally be done, but now I gotta run all the way back over to Easley to customer in need. Take care of them customers, though. You know how that is. For service is my business. It's not selling tools. It, you selling the service, not the product. Who's on the insurance company front, though? They tell you. They sent me an email, so that's as good as in writing that the check is in the mail today. Oh, heck yeah. And you didn't get to meet with your attorney, so does that mean you don't have to pay him now? Was that lucky? We're definitely going to have a conversation about it, though. That. Well, man, I'm glad to hear it. I hope everything works out the way you want it to with that. And I hate it took so long, but I'm glad to hear you getting a resolution on it.
But I am pulling into the carport now, so I believe I'm going to hop out of here and go inside where the air condition's on and the drinks are cold and kick back and relax for a little bit. So 73s, enjoy your trip to Easley and have yourself a good afternoon.
Hey, before you go, did you ever get your radio and hotspot set up?
PFRID. I've got it. Everything's working except I can't get it to receive and transmit with the radio. I think it's going to be something to do with an offset, so I'm going to try to get into the calibration and see what I can find there.
Make sure you're using the right time slot also on your hotspot and your radio, that channel you set up.
Code plug set for time slot 2 and the hotspot set for time slot 2. Everything matches up. It just doesn't recognize the radio being keyed down.
Have a good afternoon and go cool off. KO4 HKX K2 RCL. Have a good day, 73, and I'll be monitoring.
Two Patrick, K2 RCL is clear. Have yourself a good afternoon, 73.